Squid.
Hi. Hi.
How are you guys doing? Hi.
Sean.
Liv, nice Morgan. To meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah. Right. Look at us.
Nice to see you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Sappening Podcast.
Sappening!
Sappening!
You are listening to a bonus episode of Sappening Podcast featuring myself, Sean Smith, and my tag team partner, Morgan Richards. Morgan, the organ, Richards!
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards, checking into the SmackDown Hotel for a raw bonus of history-making goodness.
This episode, as you might have guessed from the graphic or read from the title with your eyes, we were invited down to WWE Clash at the Castle in Cardiff, Wales, as the Americans say. And we had a fan-bloody-tastic time.
Yes. WWE, the leading franchise in sports entertainment, returned to the UK this past week for the first British stadium show in 30 years. Clash at the Castle saw some of the biggest names in wrestling take over Wales, Cardiff and the Principality Stadium, with 62,000 rowdy fans hanging on every moment of this history-making event. If you listen to previous episodes of the podcast, our wrestling fandom spills out from time to time, with Sean once almost breaking his back in a ring, to my time covering wrestling journalism in radio and major tabloids. And WWE invited us to a host of media events, the show itself, and to talk with some of their premier superstars. This was such a momentous event for British wrestling in general. The first time they've been back for a show like this since SummerSlam 1992, that my brother and dad went to at Wembley Arena. They always take the mick that they
went. Why didn't you go?
I wasn't born.
Fucking sick, that is. That's fucking awful, that is. I remember that. Fucking hell.
But I've been lucky enough in the past to head to New York and New Orleans to cover WrestleManias. I've seen how they take over places like that. But to see everything WWE in the streets of Cardiff in my hometown this week was absolutely insane. You're just seeing posters on billboards. You're seeing their faces on literal seats, buses. Sean, you've been a wrestling fan most of your life. How did you feel about all of it?
You basically just said, Sean, you've been a wrestling fan for loads and loads of years, longer than most people. You're nearly dead, prick. This was sublime. This was excellent. To be honest, right, prior to us going on that Friday morning, I was considering not going to the Principality on the Saturday because my nephew, my 7-year-old nephew, was absolutely in love with WWE, couldn't go as well. So I didn't want to, like, go and then have him whinge as well. But we went down on the Friday and we went to the WWE Superstars Hotel. Luckily, I got to get some videos for the 7-year-old who couldn't make it. So we had a video from Drew McIntyre, which was absolutely wonderful. What a fantastic event. What a great couple of days. Getting to see some legends, some of the best new wrestlers. We got to talk music. We got to talk people's favorite bands, costumes. how certain wrestlers like their tea, because, you know, that's one of the questions you always want to ask.
Yeah, all the really insightful things, but really we're just going to give a different aspect and perspective on wrestlers and some of their alternative influences. And really, we hardly ask any wrestling questions. We just get them in to have a laugh. But before we tell you who's on the podcast today, it was a really busy week for us, and I feel very grateful that WWE had us at so many things, because we went to the hotel early Friday morning, as Sean said, to record a lot of conversations. But then we were invited as audience members for the live BT Sports show, The Running, with Ariel Helwani, who Sean couldn't believe he got to see in person.
Well, I was more starstruck by Ariel Helwani being in the press thing interviewing wrestlers than I was the wrestlers there, because I was expecting the wrestlers to be there. I wasn't expecting Ariel Helwani to be there. So yeah, we got to go to that running thing in Cuba de Revolution or whatever it's called. That was great. I've nicked four coasters with Clash of the Castle on there from there. So if anybody wants to bid on a coaster, that would be fantastic. But
and then we got to see The Undertaker do his one Dead Man show in a theater. That was very interesting. Shout out to Ryan Richards. I was a guest on BBC Radio Wales talking about how mad this was. We were at a press conference after the event. I watched the show in the press area of the stadium, but somehow Sean managed to get side seats.
What do you mean somehow?
Well, I sorted the press ticket out for you, and then I see a photo of you ringside, fucking couple rows away from Tyson Fury.
Well, yeah. Well, number one, well, I don't know why you're shocked at me being ringside, right? Do you know who I used to think I was? In 2009, I was Merthyr Tydfil's premier rock star. So, of course, they're going to give... No. So, basically, what happened was, me and you had tickets for the press box, which was all cool, and I was very excited for that. And then Ryan Richards, friend of the podcast, drummer of Fool for a Friend, manager of some of Britain's best bands, said to me, I got a spare ticket if you want to come and sit. We're on floor level. So I thought, yeah, I'll go down with Ryan. It'd be nice to see Ryan. We haven't got to hang out for a little bit. And then when I showed the person my ticket, they said, oh yeah, it's down there. Take a left and just keep walking until you're near the front. And I was like, this can't be right. Surely this can't be right. So I started walking, and then I got to my row D, which, if anybody knows the alphabet and numbers, you'll know that's the fourth row. And looked at my chair, and I had one of them commemorative chairs with Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre's heads on it. Just slightly directly off center to my right was Leon Edwards, the UFC middleweight champion, and his family. And then two seats down from him was Tyson Fury and his 35 different children. I made Tyson Fury laugh at one point as well, when I was shouting at Michael Cole, because Michael Cole, the commentator, was standing up. So I shouted, Cole, sit the fuck down, we're trying to watch wrestling! And Tyson Fury turned around and laughed at me. And then I couldn't believe it, because famous old Welsh wrestler Adrian Street walked past me. He was back in the day one of the first like effeminate wrestlers. So he was like Goldust before Goldust, if anybody knows Goldust. So, like, he used to play this kind of camp fella with, like, he had big blonde hair and he'd wear sparkly outfits and platform boots. And there's a really famous photo of him online. You type in Adrian Street down the Welsh mines with loads of miners looking at him like he's just fucking turned up from Mars. He was there, so I was fucking chuffed with that. He walked past me. Then Johnny Saint, the wrestler, walked past me and I was like, oh, fucking hell. And then, speaking of 1992's fucking SummerSlam in Britain, Bret the Hitman Hart walked straight in front of me, and I pointed, right? And I must have been about a foot from his face. I pointed and went, look at that, boys. That's Bret Hitman Hart. Yeah, so I got a watch from there. It was fucking nuts. I upset Dominic Mysterio by making fun of mullets in 2022 because he's got a mullet. I think it led to him being so angry that he ended up beating up Edge and his own dad. So, oh, spoiler alert. You meant to say that first, Neil. Shit.
That's a massive escalation. But what a weekend. What a busy weekend we had. One full of memories. And this really is mind-blowing stuff for the wrestling nerds inside of us. But in this episode, we're going to be talking to 11 different WWE superstars football in 9 team. Conversations.
A football team.
We started our own wrestling.
Yeah, WWE FC.
including Rhea Ripley talking to us about being a giant goth. Finn Balor admits his love for Goldie-looking Chang. Sheamus tells us about a rare vinyl he's been hunting. Liv Morgan talks about Mean Girls. The Street Profits talk about Cups and Download Festival, funny enough. Bianca Belair just says everything about being the EST of wrestling, pretty much. Damian Priest tells us about his adopted Welsh family. Gunther and Ludwig tell us the secrets of European wrestling. And the poster boy for the event himself, Drew McIntyre, tries to recall one drunken night he had with Sean way back in the day. But we'll get into that in a little bit. Of course, remember to follow us at Sapnin Pod on Twitter and Instagram with questions, feedback, or anything about the podcasting. If you'd like to support us in any way, please go and check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/Sapnin, for the best way to help us continue to make this podcast happen each and every week, and with special bonus episodes like this. But without any further ado, this is Sapnin Podcast versus WWE at Clash at the Castle 2022.
I don't think there's a single one of those wrestlers we talked to that couldn't beat the fuck out of both of us. I reckon if we pissed one of them off, they would have just grabbed me by the legs or you by the legs and just beat the other one to death like a flesh with a fleshy baseball bat. We have got a photo with Damian Priest, right? Where he's standing at a funny angle where he looks like he's got one giant shoe on. Have a look through your things. We'll put that up. I tell you what, we'll put that up on the Patreon, right? Oh, here's a deal. If you laugh once during any of these chats, you've got to become part of the Patreon. There you go. You've signed it by listening. Patreon.com/Sapnin. Fucking tidy. Let's get into it. Sapnin! Oh, yeah, brother.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sapnin.
Yes.
We are joined right now by WWE superstar Rhea Ripley. How are you?
I'm great, mate. How are you guys?
Yeah, not bad.
This nice. It's good to be here.
It's very exciting just seeing everything WWE in Cardiff.
Yes.
Like, I've been covering this like around the world. Went to New York and New Orleans. So to see all of your faces around the city here is incredible.
Dude, it's insane. Everywhere I walk, it's just us. And I'm like, there's my face. There's my face. Like, oh, God. card, I can't escape it.
Yeah. I know you you had a little like wander around Cardiff yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm sure you couldn't really be incognito about it with your face everywhere.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard. I even have my hat forward. I never have my hat forward. But I feel like I just stand out in general anyway. Like, who wears like heaps of black clothes with Screamo writing on it and looks like a little boy? Me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, if you need a body, yeah. If you need a double for it, I'll do it. Let's go. Let's do it. It'd be fucking class.
Right. You touched on there just like your alternative influences in life. Obviously, you're a massive metal fan. You're just kind of like that side of things. Can you talk us through really how that began and how you really decided to start incorporating that in like your gear and your just personality as a wrestler?
So the first like real song that I really listened to was Papa Roach, and that's because it was a Raw theme.
Yeah.
And they sort of introduced me into the music that I listen to today. I've loved it for so long. I was always the kid in like class that was at the back listening to her music, just like screaming along to it, but like silently, and everyone's like watching me and making fun of me. That was me. But I sort of incorporated it into my gimmick and my character in Australia. I just didn't really look the part because I was scared about being different. But I used to come out to Of Mice and Men, Second and Separate in Australia. I love that song. I love Of Mice and Men. I think they're absolutely incredible. But yeah, like I still went out and I headbanged and I was the little rat bag that I was. But I looked like a Barbie doll because I was scared, and I used my hair as like a comfort thing as well. I would hide behind my hair. And then I came over here at 20, and for the first Mae Young Classic, that's the Rhea Ripley that you saw. But I didn't have the same sort of music that I wanted to have, and I didn't really get to portray myself the way that I wanted because I was trying to please everyone and I was listening to too many people and just trying to smile and make everyone happy. But then when it came to the second year, I was like, you know what? Nah, I'm over it. Yeah. I've had a year of this and I'm done. I want to be myself and I'm sick of it. I'm getting new gear. I'm cutting my hair. I need to be more confident in myself, because if I portray that I'm confident, then maybe I can make other people feel confident in themselves as well. So that's what I did. I just changed it all up and I was like, this feels more better for me.
Well, yeah, you've completely fucking smashed it.
It's awesome.
And with all that, obviously, like your old theme was New Year's Day. You've had them come out and perform for you at WrestleMania. I'm sure just things like that, seeing how bands have become fans of your work as well, is just kind of a great interaction with everything.
Dude, it's insane. So many of the bands that I listen to, like, I talk to them now. Wow. And I'm just like, it's like, what is life? Life is just crazy. And like you said, like WrestleMania coming out with New Year's Day, that was so incredible. Like, that's a dream moment right there for me. I absolutely love Ash and the boys. I think they're incredible at what they do, and they will always be a part of my wrestling family now. I love how wrestling and music can just go so well together.
Exactly. Well, it's fantastic to see you kind of waving both those flags. Thank you so much for taking the time.
No worries.
Enjoy Cardiff, and hopefully we'll catch you soon.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast! Sapnin.
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 Yeah! So we are joined at this time by the wonderful Finn Balor. How are you?
I'm top of the world, boys. I'm glad to be back in Cardiff. Always love coming back here. Wrestled a long time ago in Katai's Leisure Centre.
Yeah. Wow. Katai's to the castle. You should have made a fucking WWE special. Katai's to the castle.
The one thing I'm a little bit disappointed is that I was pitching to have Goldie looking Shane play me to the ring.
Oh, you!
Your mother's gonna beat us.
I don't know. Something to do with levels of corporate people didn't want that.
But I would have loved to seen you in that meeting with Triple H, just showing them on YouTube.
Guns don't kill people. Rappers do.
Didn't expect you to say Goldie looking Chain. But Finn, there's a bit of a weird question.
Yep.
I was just wondering, how do you like your tea?
My tea?
Your tea. Do you
I leave the tea bag in.
Right, but how many sugars do you have? Do you like it
no
bitter?
Sugar. No sugar. Oh. Super bitter, super strong. Sometimes two tea bags, little dash of milk.
You don't like it too sweet?
I don't like any of that crap anymore.
Fuck you. That's
trash.
We got 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes.
You wasted this interview. Just
I'm so sorry.
He does this every week on podcast. He's a fucker.
You're telling me I have to go now. And I was just going to start talking about Dirty Sanchez. The same lads are from around here too.
Yeah, they're friends of Pritch. Fucking mental.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not involved. That's another thing.
Yeah, there you go. We had the Jackass lads at WrestleMania, right? So why didn't we have Dirty Sanchez?
Is probably a little bit too far in it because they've done some mad stuff.
They're some wild boys.
Nailing your ball bag to a table. It's not, I don't think Triple H would like that. Like, I don't know him, but
he'd
use
his sledgehammer.
Smash him.
This is where you just bring them all in. You just have them told that anyone in corporate. And
I reckon if you told Pritch from Dirty Sanchez to rush the ring, he'd fucking do it and get killed. So I used to do a band called The Blackout, and Pritch came to our last show, and we had like fire and pyro on that. And he, 4 songs in, he tried to burn his ass on our pyro. And we were like, you do realise it's our last show. The whole show would have stopped because you would have had to have been fucking ambulanced away. Yeah. And he was just like, oh,
trying to steal the spotlight,
yeah,
right?
I'm fucking doing it. Watch this now. Like, oh, it's our last gig. I'm crying. But yeah.
Well, it's a lot of madness here in Cardiff. But I'm sure just on the grand scheme of things, it's just phenomenal to see how far British wrestling has come. You've just been involved in, as you said, shows to hardly anyone, and bingo halls and leisure centres, and now stadiums, bringing it back over here, first time in 30 years. I'm sure that's just insane.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I feel like these steps WWE were trying to make were a couple of years ago, and you know, obviously the world shut down, it was got a little bit crazy for a while, but we're back up and running now. We're so happy to be back doing, you know, huge events in Cardiff this weekend, but you know, hopefully there's a lot more to come all over Europe, whether it's, you know, in London, Frankfurt, Dublin. I'd love one in Dublin too, so we'll see what happens. Oh yeah, yeah. Pro Park in Dublin. Lansdowne Road.
Rubber Bandits opening.
Fingers crossed. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Finn. Great to see you.
Cheers,
really appreciate it.
All right, cheers, lads.
Thanks.
All right, top man.
Thank you.
Sapnin
Podcast.
Sapnin.
Yes.
We are here at Clash at the Castle with the WWE SmackDown Women's Champion, Liv Morgan. How are you doing?
I woke up SmackDown Women's Champion, so I'm fantastic. Nice. I couldn't be happier.
Nice. How's Wales treating you?
Amazing. It's been really cool. I've been saying this all day, but you know, I love the pigeons. The pigeons have been so cool.
You couldn't have said anything worse. Pigeons.
I don't know why y'all don't like the pigeons.
Fuck them pigeons.
Because they steal our chips.
That's why.
They're hungry.
I know.
They're hungry.
Yeah, so am I. And I paid for it. Get a job.
No, I love them. Yesterday I was out to eat and I was like secretly feeding the pigeons because they were all fighting. There was like 3 pigeons fighting over a cigarette butt and I wanted to like take it from them. So I started feeding them chips.
Light it up and give it to them.
No, I didn't want them to eat it. I was like, oh my God, no, it's toxic. Don't eat that. So I was feeding them because I wanted them to stop. But I love them. They have so much personality.
That's what I might start doing. I might start putting like cigarette ends
I will come back here and I will find you.
I hate pigeons. That's it.
Do not.
But I'm sure, like, obviously coming over the pond and to a place like this, such a big event, but going around the city and seeing your face plastered everywhere.
Oh my God.
Does that ever get old?
No, I was going to say it never gets old. Every time I see it, I light up like a Christmas tree and I scream and I take a photo and I admire it for a second just because as much as growing up I had hoped this would happen to me, I had no clue, you know, so it feels like the stuff that dreams are made of. It's unreal. It's unreal.
Is there a moment in particular you remember, like maybe seeing your face somewhere or seeing like a crossover where Liv Morgan was in a place you wouldn't necessarily expect and thought, wow, this, like, I've made it. This is like my moment.
You know, actually last night, I went to the Superstore and I posted it. There's like a mural very similar to that one. I think it was that exact one.
Yeah.
And if you notice, I'm placed in the very
front and center.
But look at my company, right? We have future Hall of Famers. We have legends. We have people that I grew up watching, people that have motivated me, people that have kind of mentored me. And
get to the back
little
Liv
is smack down in the middle of them all. And so I definitely had a moment last night where I just felt so much gratitude that this is my life.
Yeah. It's mad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get in the back, Edge.
Get in the back. Oh my gosh. And look at Shayna. She should be in the corner.
But with all that as well, obviously your whole kind of character and just kind of aesthetic in WWE has been around a lot of alternative influences. Mm-hmm. It's no secret you're a big music fan.
Yeah.
Is there any bands in particular that really mean a lot to you or just kind of have influenced that kind of look and just the other side
you
of
know
you
what?
And WWE?
This is not the answer to your question, but Ruby Riott, you know,
yeah,
I was influenced very heavily by Ruby Riott. I remember doing our long car rides and she would play this like scream heavy metal music that I like hated
shit
at first.
Oh, okay.
But then like I started to develop an ear for it, you know, and so I feel like a lot of my style was influenced by Ru.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Right.
Is there any of those bands on your playlist or anything now?
No.
It's okay in the car.
I can listen, you know, and I can enjoy, but on my personal playlist, no.
Okay. Who is on your personal playlist?
I have lots of Drake, The Weeknd. You guys probably like, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No.
Drake, The Weeknd. I love hip hop. I love rap. I love R&B. I'm getting into a little bit of country. I kind of like to listen to it all.
Okay, nice, class. Nice. Here's a question I've always wondered.
Yeah, here we go.
What's your favorite Mean Girls quote?
Oh, I know what it is. I'm sick.
Nice. I would know right now.
Oh, well,
he's mad for Mean
pretty
Girls.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Ooh.
Oh. Did he? Oh, I thought he beat me in the game.
Bit of trouble,
so pretty
right?
much,
bit of trouble.
This is what happens. So I'm going to give you like the quickest summary that I can. Do you guys know about three-way calling and keeping one person on silent?
Yes, yes.
All right, so Regina George, she was mm-hmm. a mean girl. Mm-hmm. She's on the phone with Katie, who is, you know, Lindsay Lohan. And then you have, what's her name? Damn it. The blonde, y'all know.
You two are the mean girls.
Karen, right? So they're doing the deadly mm-hmm. three-way call. One's on silent, and they're talking back and forth about each other. And pretty much Karen finds out that Regina had talked so much trash about her, and Regina is like, Karen, let's go out. And after Karen finds out, you know, like, damn, you talk so much shit about me, and she's like, I'm sick. And so, like, you know, like, I kind of do that too, like, you know, if someone wants to go out and I'm like I'm sick.
How did it feel seeing that name tag on that belt for the first time?
Oh my god, it took like four weeks. So when I finally got it, I lost my mind. Yeah, I love it. I have extra side plates at my house, just so you know, to always have them. But it's unreal. I can't put it into words. This is the pinnacle of, you know, everything. This is what we do, and I have the grandest prize of them all with my name on it. So it's mine.
And obviously you travel a lot, and especially international events like this, flying around. Is it tough taking it through customs?
No, I haven't had any issues. I've had some people say like their bags always get flagged because of, you know, the championship in it, but I've had zero issues.
That's probably because they're like, oh, it's Liv. She's obviously the champion. Don't mess with her.
Yeah,
that's rude. Don't even check her passport.
I'm very, very, very intimidated.
Yeah, well, with all that and just the kind of atmosphere you've seen already here, I'm sure there's a couple of people campaigning for like a WrestleMania or a SummerSlam something in the UK.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am very, 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 very excited to see how tomorrow goes, but I'm sure it's going to blow everything out of the water, blow everyone away. So I would not be surprised if we are back here for WrestleMania or for SummerSlam or one of our big four pay-per-views. I know it's only a matter of time before we're back.
Well, fingers crossed. Well, Liv, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. It's been
thank
a pleasure.
You.
Best of luck with everything, and hopefully we'll catch you again soon.
Do you guys want
soon.
Me to win?
Of course, yeah.
Of course. Are you lying?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to. Yeah, I wanted to get Austin Theory's.
Here's a quick scoop. We had Nixon Newell, formerly Tegan Knox, on the podcast recently. She calls Shayna Boyo. So if you just shout Boyo,
that'll distract
Shayna in the ring, she'll be whoa.
She'll probably crack and then actually she'll smile and think of Tegan, and then I'm just gonna
and just roll her up and then
nice.
Done.
Job
sorted.
Done. Job done. There you go. Tactics.
Is that up? That tomorrow. Is a good one.
Yeah.
Boyo.
Oh, Boyo.
Where's Shayna? She's not here.
No, she's not here. No, I wanted to shout down.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Cheers.
Sapnin. Yes, we are here at the moment with what I think is going to be the WWE champion by this time Sunday. the mighty Drew McIntyre. How are you?
I'm amazing. I'm just looking around, seeing that we've taken over Cardiff. We're not only taking over Cardiff, my mug is absolutely everywhere. I'm almost sick of the sight of myself. Except the mural, it's amazing. Somebody's taking the time to spray paint myself and Roman Reigns on a historical street in Cardiff. The detail's unreal. It's the first UK stadium show in 30 years. I'm in the main event. I'm back home fighting for the title.
I just got cold for you.
Wild. Yeah, this is beyond a dream because this wasn't even an option. My dream was main event WrestleMania, win the title, and I did it. But we're missing people. So I get a redo and something that wasn't even a dream because we didn't have those UK stadium shows. Now we have a UK stadium show. We have people. I'm fighting for the title, and I could do something that's beyond a dream tomorrow.
By Celts.
Yes. Mental. Yeah, I love those signs that say if Roman wins, we riot. I'm like, ah, that's funny. In America, people say that, but there may actually be a riot.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, you might not remember this, but years and years ago, I used to be in a band called The Blackout, right?
Oh, yeah.
And us and Yashin did some touring together, and we played Glasgow Garage once, I think, and then we went out to the Cat House after, and yourself and Jack Jester were there.
Oh God!
But at the time, you were both rivals, so you spent the whole time arguing and spitting on each other And I just wondered if you remembered any of that night whatsoever. It's fine if you don't, because we were all fucking steaming.
Yeah, it was a good chance. That time period, I don't remember anything from the night, but that was a really cool period for independent wrestling, for Drew McIntyre finding myself as a, you know, performer in the top level, finding my voice, finding like who I am in ring, and finding who I am as a character. And it's cool I got to do it at home, got to do it with my best mates, even if at that time things got like a bit real. And, you know, Jess has talked about it, I've talked about it, that it went beyond we're playing the part here to, you know, we're actually fighting for real and saying horrible things to each other. You know, it's hard to turn off. Yeah, I remember.
I was like, I'm sure they're friends, but I don't know.
People like him getting punched for real and Dallas getting punched for real in the face at one point, and it was all not exactly planned.
Yeah. But thinking of stuff like that, and then just as you said, seeing all this and how far you've come in your journey from being in WWE and then coming, then stepping back into the indies and coming back again, I'm sure it's just like whirlwind thinking back and just seeing how far you've come.
Yeah, it's incredible. Just to see, you know, the journey, if you work hard enough, believe hard enough, what can actually happen. And I miss those days in the indies all the time, but I'm appreciative of huge events that I'm constantly participating in, and especially this is just ridiculous. I'm, you know, back home, the stadium show's happening that I've dreamt about, and I'm fighting for the titles in the main event, like Bret Hart and the British Bulldog. The amount of times I've watched SummerSlam 92 is unreal. It's just absolutely incredible, and I'm just really grateful for all. I do miss the days and the indies and ICW and that.
Well, thank you so much, Drew. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Happening.
Thank you. Happening. Nice. You're listening to Sapnin Podcast. Sapnin.
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 Yes. We are joined at this time at Clash at the Castle by Raw Women's Champion and all-round legend Bianca Belair. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I love that intro.
It's all good. We practiced for weeks. You won't believe it. Yeah. Started about 3 months ago. But yeah, how are you? How's Wales treating you?
I love it. I love being here. It's amazing. My first time being in Wales.
Nice.
I love it. I got to go to the castle yesterday and got to take pictures with the dragon and with the castle with Sheamus, and I played dodgeball on the field.
America hasn't got castles apart from Disney, is it?
No, not really. I mean, Disney World, but that's not a real castle.
Yeah. I'm sure just you get to travel around so much doing this. And I'm sure like when you see something like this, it's just mind blowing when there's a whole really country so excited that the fact that there's a show with this magnitude in the UK again.
Yes, definitely. It really shows how WWE really transcends across all areas. But it's really cool to walk around and see just our faces on every single corner and see the big stadium, and our faces are on the stadium, and know that everyone in Cardiff Wells is excited for us to be here. But we're just excited to be here. It's really cool to go outside the United States and see that we have fans everywhere. So I'm just grateful.
Yeah. Well, one thing I wanted to mention to you is obviously your kind of catchphrase is that you're the EST of WWE. What's some of the funniest or just craziest EST phrases you've heard yourself being called over the years, maybe online or anything like that? There's got to be a few funny ones.
Let me think. I think the funny ones are the ones that people just make up words and put EST on the end of it. And I'm like, listen, if you put EST on the end of it, then it makes it
a word. Yeah. I'm trying to think of any like off the wall funny ones. I can't think right now. Have you heard any? Have you seen any?
No, I was just trying to go over. It's just every. It's just the best, the funniest.
The strongest, got, the fastest, strongest, the roughest, yeah. The toughest, the quickest, the greatest, the best.
Nice.
The
is that a radio song?
Craziest.
If it's not,
it should be. It should I'm about be. To make a song now.
You have to.
Oh, 10%.
Yeah. Booking fee.
That was awesome. Like, that would be such a good song.
If
sorry.
Who would you have do the song if you could pick an artist?
Oh, ooh. You can't get any bigger than Beyonce.
Oh, no, that's true. Yeah. That is true.
Beyonce, maybe Meg, Lotto, Cardi. You know, any. I love all of them.
I think you've missed a trick by not saying Welsh singer Shirley Bassey. Do you know Shirley Bassey? What did she sing? Diamonds are forever. Diamonds are forever. She's hell of a diva.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
I'm losing my mind.
You've had so many crazy moments already in WWE, and I think a lot of people always talk about WrestleMania headlining against Sasha Banks for you. I mean, can you just put into words what that moment felt like? Because there was a very beautiful moment of you two just being very kind of emotional with each other as the bell rang.
That moment was surreal for me. You know, the one advice you always get from a lot of people when you go into big matches like that is to slow down and just soak it in. And that was one thing that I really wanted to do in the beginning. It was so much anticipation building up to that moment. We had the rain delay. We didn't even know if it was going to happen. We didn't know if we were going to be the main event. We found out last night, the last minute, that we were going to be the main event with everyone on Twitter. And then all of a sudden, we were there in that moment. And the moment was so much bigger than us. And so to be able to soak that moment in, it almost overtook me with emotion. I'm just so glad that I gave myself enough time to feel the magnitude of that moment. That moment is going to go down in history, generations and generations and generations. So I'm just so glad that I got to soak it in and just take my time and soak it in.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. It's great to meet you. I'm looking forward to seeing you in action.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Sapnin
Podcast!
Sapnin. Yay!
Yes!
We are here at WWE Clash at the Castle, and we are joined by the Street Profits. How are you guys doing?
Oh, man, we chilling, dog. You already know. How y'all feeling?
Yeah, we're good. Excited by this. First time in 30 years there's a stadium show in Britain.
Oh, yeah.
And it just happens to be in Wales as well, where we live. And how are you finding Wales so far?
Oh, man, it's good, man. You know what I'm saying? We got in yesterday, about noon-ish. So, we had to do Be a Star rally earlier yesterday, and then after that we kind of went around. I went to McDonald's right up the street from here.
The American Embassy. Nice.
But nah, man, it's been a lot of fun. We're going to go walk around a little bit more today and see what's up.
Nice. Have you had many problems with the accents? Because we speak like we're talking through soup.
Nah.
Good. Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. Good accent.
Yeah. But, I mean, everybody thinks we got one, so.
But I'm sure just over the years, you guys have been able to travel so much together in some incredible places. That must be a real good benefit of this business, getting to see different places, different crowds, different reactions, different cultures, atmospheres, and everything that comes with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's an experience. I mean, it's fun no matter where we're at. And especially, like, I feel like when we're over here in the UK and, like, Cardiff or, like, London or whatever, like, the crowds are just so much more livelier. They sing in sync, you know, saying they guys are one in accord, you know. Back in the U.S., the fans are loud, but they also off-key. But
Welsh people can pitch. Yeah. Welsh people are supposedly naturally born singers.
Yeah.
So I think tomorrow is going to be magic.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. I can't wait to hear a bunch of the chants tomorrow. That's going to be a fun time.
One thing I've always wanted to ask you, Montez, that Red Cup has become a big staple image for you guys and everything. What do you normally have in it?
Happiness.
Liquid happiness, man.
Anything that makes me jolly, happy, merry, anything that makes me uplifted, anything that makes me, you know, happiness, man. It's happiness. And you got to have your cup filled with happiness, man, you know, because the world is filled with too much like turmoil and misery. So you got to bring a little bit of happiness to it. So.
That's it. That's really nice. That's really nice. And Angelo, one thing I wanted to ask you is, I remember
what's in this cup.
What's in this cup? We actually mixed what's in the cup.
What cup?
No.
A couple of years ago, I recall seeing you at Download Festival for NXT, and let's just say the crowd were very rowdy with you. What was that experience like, if you recall it at all?
It was my first time outside of the U.S., so it was a lovely experience. It was cool, man. I mean, I believe I was on every session at Download. So, like, it went from being really rowdy to, like, having the fans screaming my name, and it was, like, pretty cool. I mean, also, I got called D'Lo Brown a bunch of times, but hey. But, nah, I mean, what was it? I brung a table down one of the nights. Yeah, so, like, but, nah, man, it was cool. Download Festival was, like, one of my top five, like, moments in wrestling for me personally, because like it was just such a crazy experience. I ran into like an old buddy of mine from high school.
What?
Download. Yeah, I just heard somebody. He was like, "Hey," I was like, "Hey, what? What are you doing here?" He's like, "Well, I mean, he was a foreign exchange student, so he was just in." I was like, "Oh, hey, what's up?" So I got to like kick it with him for a minute, and then it was like, "But nah, man, like Download Festival was unreal."
Nice. Did you get to see any bands there that weekend?
Trying to remember, that was 2016.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's it. A lot's happened since then.
I can't really put any. I can't remember that's any fair. Of the bands. I know like fair. Robbie Brookside was there with us, so he's like a coach at the PC, but like he knew all the bands, and like we were on stage because Triple H received an award there, so like we were on the stage with him. And that was my first time ever seeing a mosh pit. I thought everybody was fighting, throwing hands.
You're like, give me
a step, they fight. Oh, no, wait. That looked like it. Yeah. Hey, yo, what they doing? Robbie's like, that's mosh pit, mate. Mosh pit. And I was like, oh, okay. All right, cool. Nice. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I learned a lot.
Nice. Have you tried a mosh pit yet?
Nah, that's... See, I mean, I kind of have my own variation of the mosh pit because I seen people get hit and truck stick. So, like, I did it to Otis this past week, you know. I sent them flying. I sent Theory flying. I've sent Seth, both the Usos flying. So, that's my version of the mosh pit right there, just nice, lurking in the shadows, you know.
Well, great. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time. Great to meet you, and hopefully see you again soon.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Sublet!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Yes! We are joined at this time by WWE superstar Sheamus. How are you?
I'm great, mate. How are you doing?
I'm all right, yeah. I'm all right.
Just all right, yeah? Just all right.
No, I'm quite good. That's what good. I did just now is I phoned my 7-year-old nephew to show him you on the phone, and he got super excited and then started crying because he couldn't be here.
Yeah. Where is he at?
He's about 40 miles away, sadly.
14 hours?
No, 40 miles.
Oh.
40 yeah, miles away.
He's not far away at all.
No, I know, but he's just, his mother won't bring him, so that's not. I didn't think this was going to start, I guess, to be honest, but yeah. How's it being in Cardiff at the moment? How's the Wales treating you?
It's great. Listen, I got a chance to walk around the city last night. It's cool. Great vibe. Historical city. It's got a big castle in the middle of town. You know what I mean? Some great sights. It's really, really cool. And obviously, I'm so close to home as well. I'm starting to get that itch. You know what I mean? Obviously.
Do you get to go home at all before you go back?
Yeah, I'm actually going home Sunday morning.
Ooh,
so
nice.
The plan is to knock the 10 bells out of Gunther and take that Intercontinental Championship home.
Nice. Good.
Nice. Yeah, but I'm sure like, you've been in WWE for so many years now. You've done so much. Your career has hit new trajectories like almost every year. How do you feel just like seeing massive events like this in the UK? Now, obviously, it's the first time in 30 years the UK have had a stadium show. I'm sure I just feel really like proud in a way to be one of the main fixtures on that card.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Once I found out about this event, there's no doubt in my mind I was not going to miss this opportunity. So yeah, and I think the more of these shows, the better. You know, it gives us an opportunity to get back more and more and more. Especially I've been away for such a long time. It's important for me to get home and see my family.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, a lot of people love to talk to you about your like workout. YouTube and everything you do there. You do some really extended sessions with a lot of other people, but like, is there anyone in particular you've been surprised by, just the way they work or the way like the commitment, anything like that
in the workouts?
Yeah,
listen, everybody in there, I've learned something from everybody. I think Zia Lee was the one that put me through one of the toughest workouts. But it is coming back. This workout's coming back in the next couple of weeks. So Celtic Warrior work is basically going to be back up and running again. So there's going to be some really, really cool stuff.
With the Intercontinental Belt in all the videos there. Surely
that'd be the plan.
Yes.
And quick thing before you go. What would you say your favorite band is? Is there any artists or anything like that that really...
So I do... This man here is wearing... Sean's wearing a Faith No More t-shirt. I was telling a story the other day where I went back to vinyl. Ooh. And I was trying everywhere to find an Angel Dust, Faith No More Angel Dust album.
Nice.
And by over a year looking for it. And then by luck, I flew into some town in the States. And I called the first record store and they had it. So I have it at home, man. It's still in the plastic.
Oh.
But it's, it's pride and joy. But yeah, Faith No More, Stone Temple Pilots, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Temple of the Dog. I love grunge music. I also love 80s music too, mate.
Right, nice.
Anytime I want to just chill or relax, 80s music.
Awesome.
He missed his head to be wrecked.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time, man. Great
thank
to see you.
Brother. I
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
You're listening to Sappy
Podcast.
Sapnin.
What's up?
We are joined by Intercontinental Champion Gunther and Ludwig. How are you guys?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Yeah, I'm very good. Very good.
How have you enjoyed Cardiff so far?
I got in last night midnight, so I didn't really see
anything. Lucky.
So.
Lucky then.
Yeah.
I got in a little earlier, but it's always nice to be back in Europe. It's always like, it has a different vibe to it. We're all enjoying our time over in the States, but it feels a little bit more like home, I want to say. Definitely.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Obviously, you guys have done so much work on the independence in Europe and stuff over the years. So to come to an event like this, see the WWE in a massive city in the UK, I'm sure it's just kind of really cool to experience that and to be one of the main matches on the card.
Oh, yeah, definitely is. I had a big match in my career in Cardiff before with Tyler Bate. So now I'm glad we're back here on even a way bigger stage than before. And I can do the same again in front of a bigger audience. So, yeah, really excited for him.
Yeah, yeah. What's some of the biggest differences you guys have always noticed between European crowds and in the US?
I would say it's, there's more of a football fan culture in Europe in general, especially in England, because even like football supporters in mainland Europe are different than in England too. And I think a lot of the atmosphere that we have in wrestling throughout in England comes from the typical football chants and stuff like that. I think that's what stands out the most. People are really passionate about our sport and really engaged. So it's always a pleasure to be here.
Obviously, you guys have spent a lot of time in the UK with the NXT UK. That's sadly going to be stopped going on for a little while now. I was wondering if you two could kind of just reflect on your time there, how much it helped you go into the main roster in WWE and just kind of working with that younger talent. What's some of your kind of biggest memories from NXT UK?
Well, yeah, obviously to us, I've been with NXT quite a while at this point, and when we heard the news that we actually get over to, almost home, that was great news. And then obviously we got back together with Gunther, which was obviously very important for us on a personal level, but also to us obviously like on a professional level, because he's pretty much been with me all over my career. And it is one thing to live your dream by yourself, but it's a complete different thing to get to travel get to work and like be with your closest persons all the time. And yeah, we had a very, very good time there. But I want to say we have probably, like you said, the very best time of our lives right now as well.
Yeah. Nice. And Gunther, for you, was...
Yeah, I feel like I said, he joined WWE earlier than I did, and then I've been with NXT UK, even in the States. So it was, NXT UK was great for us to get together again and pick it up from where we started it on the Indies, and then during the pandemic I was basically on my own again over there, but that was a good time for me as well, I think. Yeah, I was able to stand out there and introduce myself to even a bigger audience, and I think I helped to bring more eyes on the NXT UK product itself too. For what is it now? I think change is the only constant in life. Everything has to develop at some point, and I'm excited for NXT Europe now. And yeah, but I'm looking back, NXT UK was great time for us.
What does it mean to be Intercontinental Champion when you look at all the greats who have been Intercontinental Champion before you as well?
Obviously, it's a big accomplishment. One of the biggest accomplishments in that sport. And also, I care a lot about the history and heritage of wrestling and stuff. I think the Intercontinental title is one of the most prestigious one in WWE, with the longest history. So that's a great accomplishment, and yeah, I'm going to do my best to do my part.
Nice. Yeah, well, fantastic. Well, thanks for taking the time, guys. Actually, great to see you. Best of luck, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
What's happening? Yes, yay! We are joined at the moment by WWE superstar, Huge Machine, and he's been doing the best promos I've seen for any WWE event ever so far, the wonderful Damian Priest. How are you?
Well, fantastic. Appreciate the intro.
Yeah, good.
You wrapped that one up a bit.
Yeah, those promos that you've done with the Welsh family and stuff, the funniest thing I've ever seen. How was that filming those for you?
It was just as funny filming him. I spent a full day just laughing and laughing to the point my face was sore. It was so ridiculous, it was good, you know. But it was a blast. I had a good time and learned some things, and and it was kind of cool, doing it for an event like this. Out of all the events that we have, I'm glad it was for this one. It was perfect, because number one, where else can you have those experiences, right? Yeah. And it was cool because the magnitude of this event, it was cool to do that for it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's funny as well when you show people back home and your family and stuff, go check what they've made me do, and it's so random to them because
it's so random.
Look how stupid Welsh people are. It's true though. But yeah, have you had any problems with the Welsh accent?
The only problems that I have is when people ask me to say things. I'm like, okay.
That's very true.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially the reading. Yeah. Say this word, and I'm like, yeah, it's no just vowels. It's a bunch of letters.
Yeah, where's the fucking vowels? There's no vowel. There's too many L's.
If they try to get you to read the train station, the long train station name.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one.
I think it's the world's longest train station name. Basically, it's Llanfair, Pwllgwyngyll, Gogerych, Wyndrob, Llantysilio, Gogogoch. That's the name of one train station.
That sounds like me, talk sleeping.
We sound like we're being sick.
Yeah,
constantly.
One thing I wanted to ask you is, obviously, you've been in this business for so long on the independents of Ring of Honor beforehand and everything. But since coming into WWE, they've really kind of used you as a lot of for promotional things. You've been a lot around the globe a lot as a kind of forefront of promoting stuff and just talking to kids and everything like that. How does that feel for you since you've come in, you've been given that spotlight a little bit more and given that trust outside of the ring?
It's awesome. You know, those are the things that when you think about the dream of being a WWE superstar, and that's all it is. It's just in the ring doing stuff. I never realized the platform that I would have. Mm. You know, you don't think about these things and the reach that you have how you can inspire kids and all of it. And so I'm grateful that I get those opportunities, and I'm grateful that the company trusts me to be in that spot, because I like it. I love it. I love speaking to people. I love promoting. I love making people people smile, you know, and doing all those things. So it works out great for me.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, man. It's been great to see your journey and everything, and I'm looking forward to...
One last one. Who's your favorite metal band?
Yes.
Easy answer is Metallica.
Ooh.
You know, just the biggest metal band of all time. But I go through my, like moods where I'm just listening to one band now, you know, like right now it's probably Soilwork, and then other times, like last week I was listening to Killswitch nonstop and Trivium, and you know I go through my, you know, I guess it was just my moods and just whatever I'm into that day. Yeah. So
I appreciate that a lot, man. Yeah, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
Cheers.
You're listening to Sammy Podcast. Ooh yeah. Woo. Yeah, brother. That was absolutely fantastic. We had a brilliant, brilliant time in Cardiff. I've been back and forth to Cardiff 4 times in 4 days. I have done an 80-mile round journey 4 times in 4 days. Thank you very much to Triple H for inviting us down. I'll send the invoice for the petrol today so we can get that sorted. But no, what a fucking great time. We were absolutely delighted and honoured to be invited down. And I genuinely think the press officers there loved us being there because the wrestlers weren't being asked the same boring questions they were by all the same media that they'd had before them.
Yeah, well, that was the thing we wanted to do. I mean, if you listen to the podcast anyway, we like to cause chaos and have a little bit of a laugh. But in these kind of things, we wanted to show the different aspects between wrestling and alternative culture in a lot of ways. I mean, there's so much music that just came out of the conversations with everyone we had on. But if you really look at their kind of aesthetics, their characters, the music involved, I mean, at the whole show, when Edge made his entrance, his theme song is Alter Bridge. And you would have thought you were at an Alter Bridge superfan concert with the reaction and people singing along. So I just think it's just nice to do something a little bit different. Really, I don't understand why more alternative kind of press outlets don't try and do more things with WWE, but I'm just really glad that we were given that opportunity too. And just want to say a massive thank you again to everyone working for World Wrestling Entertainment and people in particular like Emma, Lauren, Neil Docking, who helped us out with a few things, Ryan Richards, my girlfriend Lucy, who took loads of photos and basically became our TM for the day. And a shout out to people I befriended from Cultaholic, from Tom and Sam Driver. Just a really nice time getting to meet everyone and do this. If you enjoy different kinds of episodes, please let us know at Sapling Pod on Twitter and Instagram with any other ideas of things we can cover, any other different aspects of conversations you'd like us to do, looking into things with an alternative mindset.
Yeah, like you said, like, when we were there, we couldn't get over. There was no Kerrang, no rock sound, like nothing like that there to talk to wrestling, because the crossover is fucking incredible. Like, even if you just give fucking Rhea Ripley, did a page on Rhea Ripley, that would be enough. The fucking Daily Mail were there, like. The Daily Mail were there, but Kerrang and rock sound weren't. Fucking mad.
But we were there, and that was crazy enough. So thank you. Thank you again. Hopefully this is the start of more huge wrestling events in the UK to come, and we can watch more.
Surely. Like, it was so good, right? The atmosphere was so fucking brilliant there. I lost my... Right, so basically, Saturday, we went to the Clash of the Castle, and I turned 7, right? I said to myself, I am willing to become a meme, right? If they get me on... I am going to overreact to everything. If they get me on camera crying or pulling my t-shirt over my face or screaming at Roman Reigns, fucking leave Drew alone, like I did by several of the people in my row, they caught me fucking doing it. I just went fucking berserk Saturday, completely forgetting that I had a gig Sunday where I needed my throat and voice. Yeah, so, yes, that was interesting, but the gig went surprisingly well. Oh, and I've got to say, I've got to give a shout out and a thank you to everybody who came from the Patreon, who came to see us, see my band Raiders play on Sunday. It was a fucking good night. Thank you very much. It fucking cheered me up no end seeing people from the Patreon there, because I love them very, very much. So thank you very much to everybody who came. As Morgan said, get in touch with us at Sapling Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and fucking you can DM us on TikTok, I suppose, but fucking who knows who's going to see it, because we've had the greatest fall in TikTok history, I think.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Go and have a look at our TikTok, because you can see the videos and see the insane drop off. It's such a bad drop off. It looks engineered. I don't know how we've managed to have done it, but hey, we're literally the worst TikTokers in the world.
The sentence, "I don't know how we've managed to do it," is basically the tagline for this podcast in many ways. Anyway, but a quick reminder, if you do like us, you want to support us, you want to help us out a little bit, please head over. Yeah.
I wonder how many people listen to this go like, fair play, I hate it. I hate both the presenters of this, right? But I do like the guests. I hate the questions. I hate when they're talking. I hate the Welsh now. But do you know what? I'll join their Patreon. Yeah.
Please do. Like Patreon.com/Sapnin. You get to meet a host of your new best friends. And there's loads of extras on there exclusively for you to check out as well. That's Patreon.com/Sapnin. If you head to the description of this episode, there's loads of names in there that we do thank. But of course, Sean is quickly going to give a mahoosive shout out to the elite members of our Sapnin Podcast Patreon community.
Yes, thank you very much. And honestly, we fucking love, cherish, and adore you guys. Everybody in the description, everyone who's joined the Patreon. We used to love the people who were involved in the Patreon who have left since. And we will start to love you if you join. So there you go. Thank you very much to these very special people. Thank you very much. Kylie Wheeler, Mayumi Liwoway, Paul Hirschfield, Mitch Perry, Tony Michael, Dilly Grimwood, Kelly Irwin, Natasha Morris, Nathan Croshaw, Emma Barber, Sammy G, Kat Bess, and Dana Lasnova, Jenny Robinson, Murray Grimwood, Scott Jones, Amy Dawson, Amy Louise, Tom Owen, Stuart McNaught, M. Evans Roberts, Stephen Aston, Caroline Robinson, Kate Puttack, Martina McManus, Carl Pendlebury, Louis Cook, Danny Eaton, James McNaught, Kelly Cannon, Jenny Munster, Craigie Knoxville Harris, Emily Perry, Jason Heredia, John and Emma, Kalila Keane, Adam King of the Goths, Parslow, Ollie Sean Skater Tables, Pass It On Amesbury. That's in reference to the junior video I was in where I nearly broke my back. So if you're listening to this, if you're listening to Sapnin Podcast for the first time because you like wrestling, right? Go and check out the junior song. I am going to fuck it. What's it called? Junior.
Fall to Pieces.
Thank you very much. It's called Fall. I should know. I'm on it. I'm in the video and I nearly broke my back. That's the reference there. Thank you very much. Josh, you think your gas and electricity prices are expensive? Have you seen chimneys? They're through the roof. Crisp. Thank you very much. Alice Wood, Gary White, get in touch. Rhys Bowring, Kate Stevenson, Kyle Fatty's Boys, ooh, the Lewises, ooh, Fatty's Boys, David Smith, Connor Lewins, Kimberly Lewins, and last but no means least, welcome back, Katrina Robinson. Thank you very much to all of those people and all the people who are supportive of our Patreon. It literally keeps this podcast going. This was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. From Friday till Sunday, I had a great, great time. Cardiff got taken over by WWE. Oh, that's what I forgot to say. I queued 3 hours for the Undertaker experience.
Even though you went to see the Undertaker the day before, you queued 3 hours just to see his stuff.
Oh, bro. Right? So basically what happened was 7-year-old nephew couldn't go to the stadium, but the Undertaker's his favourite wrestler, right? Because he likes tall fellas. Don't know what it is, but he's obsessed with fucking tall fellas, right? So his mother was like, right, this is this Undertaker experience in Cardiff. The least we could do is take him. We took him. We literally queued in a snaky queue for 3 hours, right? And his mother doesn't even like wrestling, right? We got there. We got in. I queued for 3 hours. 4 of us queued for 3 hours to see 3 courts, a polystyrene chair, and an urn.
Ooh. Ah.
And Hudson could have been fucking less impressed. Like, it was fucking sad. Yeah, well. But yes, we had a great time though. We got to have a look at the new wrecking lorry that he loved. We got to play some of the games. We got to play with some of the toys. He got to wander about. And yes, we had a great time. Oh, and also, speaking of wrestling, I got to go to Mark Andrews' wedding the other day. So congratulations to Mark and Sarah Andrews. You looked absolutely beautiful. Thank you very much for inviting me. I had a good time. That's the ending of this. So I don't know what's going on. I just started fucking wobbling again.
I had awkward eye contact with Triple H when I was in the front row for the press conference. That's the last thing I'm going to...
Nice. I did see Roman get up and fucking make somebody acknowledge him. If he had said that to me, I literally would have gone, fuck off, just to see what happened.
You would have died because he would have turned you into a myth straight away.
I'd have been fine. I'd been wicked. Oh, suicide by wrestler. I've just thought of a new band name. Anyway, let's go. Sapnin! Oh, I tell you what I did enjoy. When we explained to Drew McIntyre that we say Sapnin in the beginning, and we went, what is happening? He was like, of course I know what Sapnin is. I'm fucking Scottish. And I was like, my man. Yeah. Oh, also, one more thing before we go. I tried to start the chant, right? We're all massive Celts. We're a bunch of massive Celts. But it didn't take off. That's it, really. Sapnin! Oh, actually, no, that's it.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.